Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Haha, just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Hey, Brad.
What's up, Adam?
Oh, dude, you know, just feeling real chill.
You look good, you feel good.
Oh, and when you look good and you feel good, you pod good.
Darn right. And what's the best way that we can pod good?
Put Koi CBD in your body.
It's so great. I'm so glad that these guys jumped on as the sponsors. CBD oil is the hottest thing in health right now. You watch the news. Every day there's a new study about how good this stuff is.
Oh, yeah.
And the benefits of it.
We're one press conference away from Trump being like, this is why my cheeseburgers taste so good. They've got Koi CBD oil in them. CBD, if you don't know what it is, it's not weed. That's a big misconception. It's an oil derived from an industrial hemp plant that has no psychoactive effects, so you get the medical benefits from the hemp plant without getting the high, man. It's a great natural alternative to over-the-counter and pharmaceutical drugs. Now, there's a lot of uses for CBD oil.
Absolutely.
Creams, tinctures, vapes, gummies, which Koi all provides. I fuck with the gummies every morning because it starts my day off with a very relaxed, chill, meditative. I just feel dialed in. There's got to be something in these gummies that also, you know, gives your brain an extra level of coherentness. Is that the word?
Well, because you probably took
it makes you make up words.
You took a gummy before you said that. That's for sure. And I do the same thing, but I have the oils. I just take the CBD oil. I put it in my tea, and then I'm good to go for
You're
the rest
a tea guy
of the day.
Now. Is that from being married?
I mean, I don't know what it is.
Tea is great, though.
I'm a tea guy because it makes me feel good. And CBD oil, Koi CBD oil, makes me feel even better. They got all sorts of flavors. They got
the flavors?
They got peppermint. They got lemon lime. They got blue raspberry. They got all these different things.
They are the fruity pebbles of CBD oil. People use it, too, for pain, anxiety, inflammation. My mom uses the Koi topical creams for arthritis. And she straight up told me, she's like, I don't hurt like I hurt before.
That's a great slogan.
And I'm like, that is so honest and real, and that's coming from a Jewish mom. And as you said, they don't lie.
This stuff works so well, I'm scared to rub the lotion on me because I think it might cure my dwarfism. And then what the fuck am I going to joke about?
Well, Koi CBD, all these products are manufactured in the USA with 100% natural CBD oil. It's the best tasting product on the market, as we've attested to the flavors. We've tried a bunch. People have come to us all the time trying to be like, yo, can we sponsor? We haven't found the one we've liked until now. And they're America's number one trusted CBD brand. All the products are THC free. And it's a family-owned and operated company. And if you want to fuck with Koi, which you should because we do, and we can't talk about how much we love their products enough, the gummies, the tinctures, the creams, the tinctures, the drops. Dude, I put a couple drops in before I go to bed. And it also makes it easier to drink coffee because coffee gives me a little bit of anxiety.
Yep.
And now it calms me down. So I love that. If you want it, go to KoiCBD.com right now. Put in promo code AboutLastNight, all one word, all caps, for 20% off any retail order from the website. KoiCBD.com, promo code AboutLastNight for 20% off the order. Start feeling good. Start living good. Start looking good. Start dwarfing good.
Start dwarfing good.
The official dwarf sponsor.
Koi is the official CBD sponsor of dwarves. Can I say that? I'm pretty sure.
You've got proof.
I'm a dwarf. I'll bring it up at the next meeting.
And now enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray.
Hey, Los Angeles. This is Steve from Heat Maps. We're playing a show Thursday, May 23rd at Silver Lake Lounge. Tickets are available now at ticketfly.com. Check out our new record, Let It All In, on Spotify and Apple Music. I'll see you guys there. This is a song called Beth.
I need you now and nobody else.
Happy Monday. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Great shows with Dan Cook on the Tell It Like It Is tour. Milwaukee, Madison. Fuck, man. Big theaters. Dan rips it. His new hour is killer. And it was fun to do time in front of all those, 10,000 fans, maybe, over two nights? Jesus Christ. This weekend, I'll be in Cincinnati, May 10th through the 12th at the Funny Bone in Liberty Township, Ohio, May 10th through the 12th. Get your tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. That's in Cincinnati. Brad Williams, Thursday through Saturday will be at the American Comedy Company in San Diego. Tickets at bradwilliamscomedy.com. Today's episode, one of our favorites. You know him, you love him. Jonathan Kite returns to the ALN podcast. And you know John, you know how great he is. The episode's killer from top to bottom. We could literally do 3-hour episodes with John. He's the fucking man. So many great laugh out loud moments. And this one, follow Jonathan at JB Kite on Twitter. Follow me at Adam Ray Comedy, at Funny Brad, at ALN Podcast. Get my album, Read the Room, available now. Wherever you get albums, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. And get my merch, shopadamray.com for all your Adam Ray merch. AboutLastNightPodcast.com for ALN merch and past and present episodes. Subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and rate and comment on the iTunes page. Helps us climb the charts. So many great eps coming up, so make sure you are subscribed. You know what I'm saying? We got a live one from Austin coming up next week with Jessica Kirsten and Big J Okerson. So stay on the lookout, all right? This episode's so good, I want to get right into it, so let's do it. Now that we've got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the hilarious Jonathan Kite.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to a dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. It's about last night.
Son of a funny bitch. Story.
Now just keep putting me in your movies, Phil.
Yeah.
Keep putting me in your movies.
Oh,
please.
My. Yeah, you are the Rob Schneider.
But I mean, worst game show ever.
You are Rob Schneider. That's it. It's just two pictures. It's Rob Schneider and then other people. Melissa McCarthy, you are not Rob Schneider.
No, it's the original You Are the Weakest Link. But they were like, we got to mix this up.
Who does everyone love and can recognize instantly?
You are Rob Schneider.
Oh, this is great. Dude, please tell me that you're leaving this poster here.
Oh, yeah, for the next person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it's just there. But you needed to secure this thing to the wall so fucking hard with super glue. Oh, they ain't getting this off.
All right, so you rent the apartment, but it does come with a few caveats.
Is it part of the reason you're moving is because all the black mold up there?
Dude, that's part of it.
Brother, if I had known, I would have come with a hazmat suit.
Dude, that was, you know where that came from? We put up Christmas lights and just took them down. And all that is from
the light just being up there the whole time.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, yeah.
Just burned.
Oh,
into
it's
there.
Many reasons. Can't have pets. Can't smoke weed. Landlord sucks.
Yeah, this is, what is this, America?
Old
this
Russian apartment? Dudes swimming in the pool, not allowing you to be
well,
in
that's
there.
A plus. Are we doing pros and cons now?
Yeah,
or
yeah. No pets.
No, it's my time to swim.
Yeah.
You know I signed up, Yuri.
You know
I take that down.
You know what makes no sense? No pets, no weed, but dwarves can come over whenever they want.
Yeah.
They actually have a smaller door.
Yeah.
No, like, it says welcome Brad.
Yeah, we have an entrance.
Christ.
He had an entrance before I even moved in here.
And how do you find it? There's a rainbow track that goes up there. He just goes right to it.
There are so many people that when I like walk through here, like I know like 3 people that live here. And they just assume that I live here too.
Can I be honest with you? Forever, I assumed you lived here. I'm not going to lie to you because I've been coming here for how many years?
Yeah.
I thought you lived here.
Yeah. You just thought that I had one of the drawers and just push it out and like, okay.
And that was rude of Adam, the dwarf drawer. You didn't have to put that on there.
Rude? I didn't have to give him a drawer.
You did not.
You should have let him sleep on the floor.
That was the contract.
By the way.
So it says one drawer.
Yeah.
Done. That's his rider.
The dwarf in the drawer was the
The follow-up to the Indian in the cupboard.
Yeah.
It's a follow-up.
The sequel. Wait, stop. But who was in the Indian in the cupboard?
Aziz Ansari was in the remake.
Okay.
And then they were like kind of racist.
And now Seth Rogen is in the dwarf in the drawer.
Yeah, they just shrink him down like they do on those SNL sketches.
He's but he's the pothead that opens the drawer and finds Brad in there.
Yeah. Oh, so he's the you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Adam Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is Brad playing Brad?
I mean, we're not getting that son of a bitch Dinklage.
Oh God, right?
Yeah.
We wanted it. That's what they say at the production meeting. Let's make this real clear.
Yeah.
We wanted Dinklage. Why is that on the posters?
We wanted
Dinklage. We wanted Dinklage. That was one of the reviewers.
And it's me in the drawer. They're like, hey.
Yeah, yeah. Dinklage is just like passed.
Yeah. He passed, and then it's like, we have this script, and it's good, but we don't have any other dwarves to do it.
Brad's like, I wrote it. They're like, yeah, we're lit. Yeah, Brad, give us a second. Yeah. We're looking for dwarves here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're looking for A-list dwarves. Can you get some coffee for us?
Do you think is Tony Cox still alive? Can we get him?
I'll make a puppet of him, even if he isn't. We will puppet that dwarf. We will go to...
That sounds expensive.
Yeah.
Puppeting that dwarf?
Yeah. Yeah, so that...
Sounds like a great sex move.
Yeah.
Oh, did Brad?
So did you totally puppet that dwarf tonight?
Damn.
I puppeted that dwarf. I puppeted the fuck out of that dwarf.
Two fists.
I double puppeted the dwarf.
Yeah. double puppet. The dub pup.
The double puppet. Is there a place that you haven't been to on the map?
Yeah.
Country-wise.
Yeah.
Because I feel like every time you come back, you've gone to another, you've picked up another language.
See.
See? What is that?
Español.
Yeah. Oh. See? Look how cultured you are.
Or...
Where's that from?
That's from the clicks in the African jungle. And that was C. The letter C in their culture.
Yeah.
It goes.
It's all different things.
You know how you go know your ABCs? It's know your.
Well, yeah. That's where they're so far ahead of us.
Oh, my. Now I know my.
See, Brad's been there. Brad and I went on a tour there.
That's where dwarves came from originally.
Is that where you puppet a dwarf?
Yeah. They call it the pygmies. But yeah. You puppet a pygmy, it's called a pee-pee. Yeah. You get a puppet a pygmy?
Why is it a BET joke all of a sudden?
Yeah, it's like, you have a puppet a pygmy. Yo, white people be puppeting pygmies. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, if you're going to puppet a dwarf,
you better
puppet a pygmy.
That's someone's catchphrase. That's like a BET version of Larry the Cable Guy, where it just ends with puppet a pygmy, and then everyone just goes, ah! They have shirts.
Wait, what was one guy?
Oh, there was there was Hamburger.
Yeah.
And Chucky Ducky.
Chucky Ducky.
Chucky Ducky?
You've never seen that?
No.
Oh, there is a BET comic where he does a joke, and every time he ends the joke, he goes, Chucky Ducky, quack, quack.
And people go nuts.
And people go.
Wow.
Lose their mind.
Ape shit.
Wait, have you ever seen him live, or is this on the internet?
He was on Family Feud not too long ago. Him and his family. Because he knows Steve Harvey, and apparently he's having money problems because Chucky Ducky Quack Quack don't pay the bills.
Not like it used to. People have moved on.
Yeah. They moved on to just Quack Quack.
So Steve Harvey had him on Family Feud, him and his entire family. And
he's like, what charity are you playing for? He's like, me, Quack Quack. All the answers are either Chucky, Ducky, Quack, or Quack, Quack. He's like, y'all going to win this one, play.
Do you think there's anyone richer than Steve Harvey?
100 people were surveyed. Who is a comedian who has the catchphrase, Chucky, Ducky, Quack, Quack?
100 ducks were surveyed. How do they ask for bread? I'm going to go with Quack, Quack.
100 extras from the film Mighty Ducks were surveyed.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Would you... I would host the Family Feud so fast, by the way.
You know, you've heard I do a whole Family Feud bit about the racism in America. It's never clearer than on the show Family Feud with Steve Harvey, because they're clearly pitting a white family against a black family every episode. And you know, spoiler alert for the listeners, Steve Harvey's black.
Yeah.
He didn't give a fuck about that white family.
That's a little biased.
Yeah, a little biased. He said, you gotta have a different host, someone who doesn't have a horse in the race.
Right.
I was like, get Pharrell. Where's that guy from? He looks like the Na'vi from the movie Avatar.
He does put a little something extra on it when he's serving up the questions to the black family.
Brother, you gotta, right? Yeah. I do a whole bit, because I'd watch
like, Bill,
it.
Name one thing you've been repeating. He's like, I don't even hear it. Too late, man. All right.
Oh, yeah, the white family.
Woohoo, baby.
He is not happy about spending time with them. Yeah. It's like code order community service.
But also, in his defense, the white families usually are not bringing a lot to the table.
And that's what
they're finding the just run-of-the-mill...
The most triskety people.
Yeah.
On planet Earth.
It's the triskets.
Yeah, yeah. Hilarious.
Like, they feed into it.
By the way, that would be a better racial insult to white people than crackers.
Than cracker. Of course, dude.
If someone...
Because they're dry.
It's also better branding. It's better branding.
Come on.
If we're going to get racist, let's have some fucking...
Yeah, it's corporate America 2019. Yeah. Like,
well, I don't like...
We need lobbyists.
Yeah. Do you imagine Triscuit shows with too many Triscuits in the audience?
Oh my God. Triscuit, please.
How about Pringle, please?
Pringle, please. Guys, we can say that. I'm a Triscuit.
Dude, are you the marketing... mishaps that these...
I work in Nabisco. I do the Nabisco corporate events please. Every year. Yeah, every year I go.
The sponsorship now, they are missing out on. The dollars.
That's why I'm here today, to try to reach out to see if anybody wants to get involved.
Is it less racist if you say Triska?
Ooh.
And you don't add that hard it on the end of it?
I don't know. I don't want to be honest,
I don't feel comfortable.
I was going to say, I feel like I can't run for president now. That was the equivalent of me smelling a woman's hair while I hugged her.
Oh, dude. Oh,
Joe Biden.
Joey B. I love him. Uncle B.
I know. Rest in peace. Just being, just being a weird uncle, dude.
Just, I love him as
Let
the weird
him
uncle.
Smell ahead.
What, yeah, what's bad about that? You know what? Smelled great, probably. I love when someone smells me and goes, nice.
And also, what was he whispering? Like, you know, man, being a kid, soak up all the fun that you get to have as a kid. What could he possibly, if he had said something really incriminating, these kids would have ran away.
Which, by the way, he's known for saying crazy things, but no one's ever been able to be like, gotcha. Like, I it's know, not, it, he's just a crazy uncle.
And compilation videos of you smelling heads.
You know what he probably said? I got your nose.
But he said it like that.
Yeah. I got your nose.
He said it like Christian
Freddy
Bale.
Krueger. Oh, like Freddy. He's yeah. Like, see, he's like, I got your fucking nose, bitch. Like,
Christian, the line is I'm Batman.
Don't tell me how to fucking read this.
Was that Paul Giamatti doing Christian
Bale? Well, Paul Giamatti. A lot more gums.
Yeah, you've got the Chardonnay, but I've got your nose.
I am not drinking Merlot. I've got your nose.
Now, see,
Uncle Giamatti, billions of noses.
Everyone's trying to focus on Joe Biden smelling the hair. The thing that got me was I heard a clip of him speaking in front of a large congregation of African-American people.
I'm ready for this.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's.
I'm like, are you wearing Carl Kanai?
It's.
Crosscoat is closer, just backwards, but it's still a suit.
He tells the large group of African-American people that Republicans want to put them back in chains. And it's not good.
Are you serious?
I'll find the clip. It's not. It's like, ooh. It's not fun.
Probably true, but don't say it. You know what I mean?
Can you also find the clip and please tell me you saw this? I thought it was clickbait. I clicked on it because it was
clickbait.
Yeah. Yeah, and I went. I was thirsty for a headline, and it, man, it was Trump saying praising the heroes at 7-Eleven instead of 9-11. How? God, this is the. You guys are the fifth and sixth. People that I've told this to, and no one's heard this. I'm pulling up
Wait,
the clip.
What? Well, I'm not. Well, yeah, I mean, well, but the He's heroes like, of 7-Eleven are all of them.
I know, dude. Yeah,
it goes without saying.
I mean, yeah, because the joke. I mean, there is a joke there about like the guys who you know keep the pizza bites warm and the you know cleaning up the Slurpee machine, dealing with all the drunks and bums that come in there. All right. But
I don't know how 7-Eleven stay open.
Well, dude, they're staying real open now with Trump thinking. Yeah. I mean,
with their official sponsor.
But I mean, how do you fuck that up, dude?
There's a purple Slurpee heart. Unbelievable. A lot of people try to get this purple Slurpee heart. I have 10 of them, obviously. A baker's dozen, 69. I don't think that's how that works.
He says a baker's dozen.
69. A baker's dozen, 69.
Wait. Right. Prepare to be uncomfortable.
What are you doing?
Here is Uncle Joe Biden.
Joey B.
Oh. Let's see him.
Look at their budget and what they're proposing. Romney wants to let he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
Oh, boy. When was that? Oh, God.
That was when he was running against Mitt Romney.
So this video is getting redug up.
Yeah. Found footage.
That's not a good look.
Oh,
by the way, can we stop with the found footage stuff?
Now we need more videos of him smelling heads just to offset.
Yeah, just to sound like, hey, you see how many chains videos he had? Yeah, one. Yeah, but one. You hear about the smelling? Joe Biden thinks everyone is scratch and sniff.
He goes, the snozzberries do taste like snozzberries.
This little girl just Veruca Salt.
He could have avoided that entire thing of just by saying that.
And by the way, I'll be telling you something. I'm just upset that his campaign music is Chain of Fools by Aretha Franklin. I don't think it's good. And his running mate is 2 Chainz, and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah.
I do think it's going to get the African-American vote, but it just sends the wrong...
Yeah, not enough of them, though.
Not good. Not
only two of them.
That clip.
All right. Well, that clip is insane. This one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. 7-Eleven.
Oh, God.
I think what I want to do is I want to talk just for a second. I wrote this out, and it's very close to my heart because I was down there, and I watch our police and our firemen down on 7-Eleven, down at the World Trade Center, right after it came down. And I saw the greatest people I've ever seen in action.
Plows through it.
The bravest people.
I saw stoners bang baguettes. I saw the greatest.
I saw the most heroic people. There was a crackhead who shat himself all over the floor. And you know what he did? It picked it up.
It backed it up. And people walked over his shit to get to the Grabbit's cookies.
And, you know, that, by the way, I can't believe you didn't mention immigrants.
Golden opportunity. Do you need to?
I mean, just.
Yeah. And I saw the greatest people I've ever seen in action. I saw the bravest people I've ever seen right after it came down. And I saw the greatest people I've ever seen in action because
my favorite part is that he said that he
and
that
our police
I wrote
and
it down.
Down on 7-Eleven down at the World Trade Center.
Right, I wrote it down, and now he's reading it.
Right. You know what's funny about that? He's making it seem like the firemen and the policemen were at 7-Eleven instead like, of doing. He's like the greatest people taking a break at 7-Eleven.
Listen,
try the new Pazookie.
The towers were coming down. These brave people, give them a break. So they went and got a donut.
Donut free food at 7-Eleven.
I mean, there might not be a bigger blunder. That is insane.
And when did that come out?
Oh, like 2 days ago.
Oh my lord.
See, but now it's just such overload to where like
nothing surprises you.
And I think we have to go the route that Ukraine went, because Ukraine just elected a comedian as their president. No joke.
I'm okay with that.
Straight up, elected a comedian as their president with no...
But now, is he like a Jon Stewart or like a Carrot Top?
He plays the president on a TV show.
Oh, so this is like that... Oh, my God.
So this is like if we elected Martin Sheen.
Yeah. Or Martin Sheen, yeah.
Or Martin Sheen, yeah.
Or wow. Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
By the way, yeah. I'm a fan.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus?
Great.
Yeah.
I think Jon Stewart, by the way, Stephen Colbert.
I know, dude, would actually be really great. Yeah. A lot of people would, actually.
I think so.
But they just don't want to, dude.
No, it's so dirty. All the poop slinging.
Yeah, dude, they'd be hated. And also, like, go from a fun job to
yeah, why
not
drag yourself through
job?
That shit?
Yeah. Just for the country. I mean, like they right care now, about the country, but...
Yeah,
but
Jon Stewart's hanging out at the shop talking with LeBron James.
I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's fun for him. Now he's got to go do a meeting with Bitten.
Bitten. But he doesn't want that shit. No. I mean, I don't. I do want to hang out on the shop if you're listening.
Okay. Well,
is that the
LeBron show? Yeah. Such a good show.
I want to be there so bad just for that. Who would be your, for people who don't know, it's a LeBron produced show that's them sitting around the barbershop. And I mean, dude, I think I just watched an episode on the plane that was LeBron. Oh boy,
Jimmy Kimmel's been there.
Yeah, Kimmel. Who else was on that one? Bosch. But I mean,
Spike Lee.
Yeah. It's just like
Snoop was on.
An amazing collection of artists, entertainers.
AD
athletes.
Was on one of them. Anthony Davis, but he was just there, waiting to sign with the Lakers.
He's like, I thought this was where I go.
Yeah, I'm like, are you literally signing Lakers into the back of your head?
Just getting ready.
Not sure. Guys, I'm undecided. Well, your head isn't.
Well, let Biden sniff it first.
Can I be? He goes, he smells like he's going to L.A. He got it, Biden. We could have read it. Biden should be a new canine dog. Like he's head of police. You know what I smell? Trouble.
You put him at the TSA.
Him at TSA.
Him and Obama. Buddy cop movie.
Wait, no.
Come on. I'm in.
Come on.
What do you think Obama is saying right now about when he saw the first head sniffing? Like, I'm going to be, okay, I'll be Biden. All right. And you call me to, Barack's calling Biden to give him a little pep talk about how to handle this whole head sniffing stuff. Hello?
Biden, it's
Barack.
Harry.
Oh, good to hear from you. I saw it on the caller ID. I'm good. Just getting ready for the campaign. You know a little something about that.
I definitely do. Let me be clear. You gotta...
Sorry, give me 1 second. Bernice, bring her in here. 1 second, 1 second.
Babe. Wait. 1 second. Hold.
Yeah, no. How old is she? Perfect. Yeah. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
It's like a Vicks VapoRub commercial over the phone. Listen to me. I need you to put the old
14-year-old niece just Schnauzola away. What's going on?
You got to touch the people with your words, not your nose.
That's good. Can I use that?
Absolutely. But don't give an example. I don't want to see you picking children like cantaloupes and thumping them with your nose like you're at the grocery store trying to see who's ripe and ready and smelly. I'm telling you right now, the best thing I would do is, and by the way, I heard the comment, about the shackles and,
that was a joke. What? I can't make jokes
about slavery. No.
Oh boy. I guess it's some, yeah,
it's really a tight, conservative 2019.
It worked at the haha. in North Hollywood.
I'm going to be honest with you. I told you I was at that show, and I lied. I sent a guy who looked like me.
Oh.
And I'm sorry. I was out doing damage control for your campaign.
Yeah.
I actually said that Joe Biden has no sense of smell, no olfactory senses, and he just gets close so he can feel their warmth. And I let me be clear. You need to go forward by saying that you can't smell. And we're going to prove good. It That's by, we're going to put a bag of shit in your face.
That's what we call positive spin.
Absolutely.
I like that. Good to hear from you, Bear.
Yeah. Great to be here. I got to go back. I'm with Michelle.
Wait, real quick. Real quick. Lean into the phone real quick.
Oh. Yes, I am wearing high karate. I also have a little Drakkar. Noir.
I smelt that. Yeah.
Yeah, but...
little Michael Jordan cologne in there, too, huh?
Yeah, but when he was on the Wizards.
Very discounted cologne.
Very discounted.
Yeah, it's... you know, yeah, it still works. Doesn't cost as much, and it's still great to smell a legend.
Yeah,
which is I actually pitched. You know, I pitched the slogan.
I do
for Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
Wizards cologne.
Yeah,
it's old, but it's still great to smell a legend.
That's what I whisper into those kids' ears.
Yeah, Joe. I'm not
what?
Sure. I'm not sure.
I went to the haha.
You're not a legend.
Oh boy,
not yet. Well, you got to become famous first.
Sure, sure.
But for doing things other than shackle jokes and smelling children.
But hey, if you weren't black, was it funny?
I mean, it wasn't funny. But it was
agree
true.
To disagree. Yeah.
But it was true. We can agree that it was true, and I absolutely believe.
Yeah.
I've been to Trump is the only guy I've ever met who had a dungeon.
Well, hey, sorry, I'm gonna three way in my buddy. Hey, Mikey Pence.
Hi, guys. This is my Michael Pence.
Just set it up for that.
Wow. That, you sound a little bit lispy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Barry.
Good to, well, you guys are hanging out now?
No, we just, we Skype every now and then.
I'm trying to advise him.
Yeah, that's how... the guy you want.
Well, you sound like whatever. You just got out of a butt. I don't know. Hey, improv's tough.
I don't know what Mike Pence sounds like. Yeah, so I just
think
went,
that
was it. Yeah,
I think it was pretty close.
You think it was an accurate Mike Pence?
I think it was better than I was expecting.
Even Glenn Close could get that close to that impression.
And Glenn Close is close. She's not quite there, but she's close.
Why isn't she just in a show you that's just a play on words?
How is she not in a sitcom called Close Enough?
Yeah.
Or you know what? What if it's a woman who can never break and she can never make it? Like she always gets there, but not. It's called Close But No Cigar. It's her show where in Cuba, when she keeps trying to buy the cigar, this tobacco plantation. And then, but she every year she fails bidding. It off. So yeah. It's like Close But No Cigar.
And they say that to her?
Yeah, we'll be right back after these messages.
Glenn Close hosts a alien reality hunting show. Called Close Encounters.
Holy shit.
Love that.
Brad.
And it's on ESPN3 of the third kind. Yeah. We're rich.
Sell.
Oh my
God. We're buying
God.
That.
We are pitching that.
Oh. There's oh a my God. There's a
Glenn
show.
Close is okay. The new spokeswoman for AT&T. You want to make a close call?
Not bad.
What if your face, the phone looks like Glenn Close? What are you making? I'm making a close call.
It's on a Glenn Close phone?
It's like remember how they had like hamburger-shaped phones?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. They have a Glenn Close face, a shaped, her face phone. Like, oh a like what was the movie? Fatal Instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just has frizzy hair for the cord.
Dude, why? There's no one in her team that's trying to just sit
trying
down
to make her money.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
these are obvious.
At some point, you just go, "Oh, she's fine. She's gonna act a couple times a year." But it's like, dude, Brett, like, you know, think outside the box.
Yeah, honestly, it's like I'm trying to think of, she could do anything, and she's pretty famous enough where I think people would just buy it for the novelty.
Oh yeah,
Spencer's Gifts would be back. I mean, they never left, but they'd be back.
It's got to be their slogan. Wait, so where?
What about if she's in a? She's a cartographer, but she only does maps of different glens all over, like in Scotland and Ireland, and then all of the maps are signed Glen Close, so you know that she was the cartographer. I mean, a stretch, obviously, but I'm looking to put money into something, and I don't give a fuck what.
This one went fast. I did a deep dive into your IMDb before you got here.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Easy, Pence.
Yeah,
I did a deep dive.
You were in a passion play before you were Jewish.
And I noticed something, and that's you have played a guy named Chet. In two different productions.
A couple times. That's actually 100%.
Yeah.
What productions?
You need a Chet. Well, Jen, catch. My special skills just say Chet.
He can be a Chet.
I was in a movie that just came out called All the Creatures Were Stirring. It's like an anthology, a horror film.
Oh, nice.
That was a la Twilight Zone, but it was Christmas themed. I actually, as a Jew, I couldn't believe we didn't have one Hanukkah beast or something. And
it was just a mother-in-law.
Angry cancer.
Yeah. A Hanukkah. That's what you're a mother when you don't call. And then she's like, why don't you call? It's like Friday the 13th, you know, when the guy's off camera.
Yeah.
And the whole time you just see the shadow of this beast and you realize it's just his mom.
And you can only defeat her by calling her from the Glenn Close phone.
Okay. Oh, well, it's starring Glenn Close.
Yeah. She's the mom.
It's Hanukkah beast.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Glenn Close has Hanukkah beast.
Oh my God. She won't do the first three. She said, I talked to her agent. If a fourth one comes out, she's in. So we have a race to do the first three super poorly. So we can be like Academy Award nominee.
Yes.
Glenn Close is Hanukkah beast. It'll be eight crazy, deadly nights.
Of hell.
This is the obvious choice. Yeah.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Hope you're enjoying the podcast with Raul D. Lewis. I want to take a quick second to remind you about Blue Chew, baby. Do you like sex? Yeah, I thought you did. You're a person. Well, you'll like Blue Chew then. You know what it is? It offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Because look, we've all wanted to go longer and go extra rounds. Okay, I know I have. I know there's been times when I'm like, hey, yeah, baby. And then I'm apologizing. But at BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. But they're chewables, all right? You're not taking a weird-ass pill. It always feels weird if you're doing it in pill form, all right? That's what I've been told. Chewables can work up to twice as fast as pills, so that's a plus. They can be taken on a full or an empty stomach. A lot of medicines will limit you, but chewables from Blue Chew can be on a full or empty stomach, so that's great. You don't have to plan that shit out. The online physician consult is free, and it's cheaper than both Viagra and Cialis. It takes only a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And guess what? If you qualify, you get a prescribed, you get it online quickly for free. No in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation. Hey, I can't get my dick hard. The blood won't get there. It's all in my brain and my feet. And the doc's like, what? And you're like, I don't know, man. I was waiting in line a long time at the pharmacy. Blue Chew will ship this shit directly to your door in discreet packaging so your neighbors don't have to skeeze out either, all right? Chewables from Blue Chew are prescribed online by a doctor, and it's made in the USA, baby, all right? Gives you confidence in the bedroom every time. And the best part, your partner's going to love it, okay? So go to BlueChew.com right now and put in promo code ALN and get $5. Only pay $5 for shipping when you use promo code ALN at checkout. BlueChew.com, promo code ALN, and pay only $5 for shipping for your bedroom boost. Come on, baby, it's time. All right, do it. Enjoy yourself, and let the other person enjoy it too. And now enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray.
I mean, so now, like, that's will so cool will you movie. Turn down a role if it's Chet again?
No,
or
I can't.
Or are you like
if it's Chet adjacent?
Yeah,
Chet like Chut. There's already a Chet in the movie. So wait, I'm playing the brother. I'm Chut Walker. Yeah, Chet's brother, Chut Walker.
Did you guys even try? And no, it was a typo, but you're already here.
You're here, buddy.
You can name,
I know I was running Postmates.
Name him Andy.
Sit down.
Chut. Chut Walker.
I'll take the Indian food. That will he's no Chut is chutney. So he's the Indian foreign exchange. He's like, but there he realized I'm also his brother. It's like, remember in the movie Short Circuit?
Yes.
When they had that guy who was white play the Indian guy?
Yeah.
Which was horrible. That was
I thought the movie was great.
I thought it was pretty great.
We could still do that.
We can't.
Yeah. Not
but
with that
Robert Downey Jr. could.
He could pull it off.
Why hasn't he tried to just do like every ethnicity?
Like
every
a Madea movie?
Yeah.
Madea presents Robert Downey Jr.'s Madea.
Then I would finally watch a Madea
movie. Oh my lord, you'd have to. Yeah. I'd audition for that.
Have you now full disclosure, has anyone here seen a Madea movie?
I never have.
Yeah.
We are so white. Such triskets.
No, I got close once.
I got close once, and then I realized I walked into the wrong theater. The credits came up, and it was like, hello! And I'm like, no, this ain't it.
Now you've played Chet twice now, but do you think you're as famous as the most famous Chet, which is Tom Hanks' son, Chet Hanks?
Well, clearly not. I think any Hanks is more famous than me.
Wait.
Terrence Hanks.
Wait, dude, Tom Hanks telling his son Chet Hanks that there's a guy out there playing who's
Chet,
about...
Chet, come in here. Come on. Hi. I'm trying to get you jobs. There's a lot of Chets. There are a lot of Chets. But you're the only one that counts. He's like secretly a dick. Yeah. He's like a football dad. If you don't get this Chet role... You're not my son. You are not. He's like the father from every Friday Night Lights.
If you don't make
you're not a Hanks. You're not a Chet. You're a Chut.
Oh, God. This fall, Tom Hanks finally shows us the side we knew was deep beneath.
Get that camera out of my face.
When his son Chet doesn't live up to Chet expectations.
Oh.
To Chet expectations.
Oh, unreal.
Dad, I'm the best Chet.
Yeah. Oh, you're the best Chut.
Dad, why don't you support me as I'm trying to be the best Chet I can be?
Well, then start acting like it. Tom Hanks is an exasperated, disappointed father.
Maybe it's just something simple like Dick Dad. Dickhead Dad.
Right. It's not even Tom Hanks. It's just like, why? Why? Why weren't you a Chet? Man's Chet's friend.
I would love to hear Tom Hanks do evil, truly evil things that the real Tom Hanks would never do. So, like, let's say Tom Hanks... okay, they had that woman at Coachella that like threw a bunch of puppies in a dumpster or something. Did you read that story?
No.
Yeah, it was a horrible thing. They caught her and they saved the puppies. Okay, so that's good.
Was it Cruella DeVille?
I mean, Glenn Close.
Glenn
Close.
Glenn Close at Coachella. #Coachella. #Glenn Close.
So let's have Tom Hanks throw some puppies in a dumpster.
Well, oh hi there, kid. Hi there, cutie. Come here. Oh, come here. Oh. I'm going to pick you up. Oh, you got a fat little belly. And here you go into the trash compactor. Oh, there's too many of you. There are it's overpopulation. I mean, sure, you're cute, but there's no food. Well, would you rather starve? Would you rather starve?
I'm trying to think of other horrible things Tom Hanks could do.
Oh, man.
Well, I voted for Trump.
Guys. That's a guy that could be president.
This guy. Dude, that's my whole bit.
Yeah.
My bit is that Republicans and Democrats, doesn't matter what side of the, you know, you're on, everyone loves Tom Hanks.
Everybody, dude.
And he's
really
think
Republicans
smart.
Do love him? Yeah.
Yes. You know why? Because he's a war hero. Hanks has been in more wars than any other American in the history of this great country.
I mean, he's probably been in all of them.
All the war, every war. Right, like,
and he's been in space. I mean, my God,
Gump.
Saving
Private Ryan.
He did Band of Brothers.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Philadelphia. He went to war
for the little man.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in the original The Gay Wars. That was very anti-gay, that movie. He was great, you know? He was in the old show Bosom Buddies. He was a cross-dressing whore.
Yeah.
He's done it all.
He's been a champion of everyone. The only thing he hasn't done is played a dwarf, and I hope he never does.
Well,
what if they CGI his face? His fall.
Tom Hanks is now Tom Thumb Hanks. The beloved childhood classic like you've never seen
from
it
the
before.
People who brought you Dwarf in a Drawer.
Peter Dinklage wasn't available, but we don't give a shit because we got T-Money Hanks.
Comes Hanks in the hangar.
He's too short to fly a plane. Hanks in the hangar. A airplane hangar. Come on, guys. He has these huge wooden blocks on. He's like two kids in a trench coat trying to get into an R-rated movie. At the end, he's like, will he fly the plane?
And I'm just protesting the premiere like, I was available.
And people are
you
like,
could have cast me.
There's a ton of dwarfs like with just your signs.
Well, they wouldn't be picket signs. They'd be 3x5 cards.
Index. There you go. On toothpicks.
Wait, what's the prep like for a horror movie? Did you have to
get killed?
I mean, like, what was, were you taking that, the work home with you? Were you, like, during, like, at the shoot, was it all, like, lighthearted, or were you pretty,
I was trying to make it lighthearted, but it was, the problem with this one, in terms of, like, my preparation was, it looks amazing, but at the time, they didn't know, it's based off of Dickens' A Christmas Carol, so I was the Ebenezer Scrooge character.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. And, yeah, it was cool, and they had a lot of special effects that come into play when you see the movie that look amazing. But at the time, they weren't really sure what exactly that they were going to do or not.
Right.
So I was imagining sort of things that might be there or not.
Oh, did you have to do that thing where like you have to look at a tennis ball?
So there was a lot of stuff like that where they were like, it's going to be right here. And you're like, what is? They go, we're not sure.
Oh, and you just did a bunch of versions?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, no. Well, we sort of knew the story, and I think they were going to animate to the best. Like, I think they hadn't decided on the special effects person yet.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked out incredible, but there's one scene when I'm in the talking in the mirror. And I'm looking like something's wrong, and then I turn, and the mirror doesn't turn. So I'm talking to myself in the mirror, and it was one of those cameras that was specifically designed for that. But we weren't sure how it was going to turn out. And when it was on a track and it was moving, it was like, so we had to go back in and ADR everything.
Oh shit!
But it looks incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How can people find this movie?
It's on YouTube. YouTube keeps trying to get me to buy it.
The YouTube Red then probably
it's on a few streaming platforms. I can't remember. We had the premiere. It came out in December, like right around Christmas time.
Yeah, and this is All the Creatures Were Stirring.
Yeah, it was cool. It was, and I love horror movies so much. I always wanted, every time there's a reboot of something, I always want to be in it.
Yeah.
Favorite horror movie?
Scream.
Oh, so just like the OG.
I love Scream. Yeah.
Dude, I'm gonna second that. That movie's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that it mocks a genre while being true to the genre.
And it brought the genre back.
I mean,
that one, that did so well in the theaters. I feel like people were like, oh, it's back.
Hey, yeah.
We don't get a Jeepers Creepers.
Oh,
without a Scream.
Jeepers Creepers 2, still creeping. And it's just a guy like doing dance moves.
They kind of jumped the shark.
Ducky,
when they did
quack, quack.
Jeepers Creepers 3, Back to the Hood. That was...
Well, when they always go to the hood, that's jumping the shark. Like Leprechaun 4.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you don't think I know Leprechaun 4?
Oh, come on, bro.
Come on. Warwick Davis.
I see those movies, they... Like, the first one had Jennifer Aniston in it.
Yeah.
Big hit.
Yep.
Probably came out around St. Patty's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a tie-in with the Shamrock Shake. Not sure. But the fact that people were like, that every holiday needs a horror movie.
Yeah.
And this is it. There's one where he's in space.
Was that
Leprechaun?
Yes.
Was that Leprechaun or was that Jason?
No, that's both.
Oh, okay.
I just watched Jason X the other day on TV.
Which is the worst, best movie
so he
ever.
Gets cybernetic at the end,
yes,
but only for like If you take like a quick dump, you miss it. Like he gets, they blow him out and like the robot like blows him away. The other robot, this yeah. like cyborg, or no, she's a full robot. And then he gets into a machine that sort of rebuilds him. So he's half dead thing and half robot. But then he dies almost instantly. Yeah, sorry like, to ruin it if you haven't.
Yeah, oh boy. Jason X. But yeah, but you want to see
more. He was a ghost the whole time.
Yeah, you want to see more cyborg Jason X.
Dude, that's the only part. And the acting, if you can believe it, is terrible. And
what about the paranormal movies? You like those?
I love those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those started with, I think, with Blair Witch, the found footage.
That yeah. movie was incredible.
I saw in the theaters.
Me too.
Yeah.
And this was a time before the internet. So I remember like.
Thought it was real.
Yeah.
Well, they pitched it as real. It premiered 20 years ago. I was at Sundance this year and they had a sign up 20 years ago this year. It premiered at Sundance in 99. And they
it was
actually,
a huge hit, right?
It was huge, especially for what it cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they pitched it as we're just going to release this found footage that we have
as a movie. Because this is like before the internet, so no one's really like doing a deep dive. No, they used all unknowns.
I remember doing parodies, like little sketches for our sketch show in high school of like with the camera framing it, your eye just in the corner with the light.
Yeah.
And like,
oh, that was a famous scene.
Putting water on our eyes real quick and then being like, quick, start filming, you know, because nobody could muster tears.
No, that woman though, I wonder how many takes they did.
Right? Yeah, right. What was the, was there a ghost or an entity? What was the thing that they were running from? It was just like
it was the Blair Witch story.
It was the Blair Witch, but then they did the second one, Book of Shadows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, where they like chase after the Blair Witch. Like it's like people that are supposed
to be supposed to be Blair Underwood.
Yeah.
And that Blair Underwood owns that forest.
Yeah.
And he was off shooting a Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah.
So
they were making statues of him with twigs.
It was another guy named Blair Witch.
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy? They did a sequel and they were like, you know what was amazing about the first one? That it was found footage. Fuck that. We're going to make a regular movie called Book of Shadows. And I saw part of that and I was like, now this is dumb. This is no good.
Yeah.
Paranormal, all that stuff, that's all still found footage.
Yeah.
It all is still, this is scary. I mean, I love going
just
to theaters.
Well produced. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And seeing that with a group of people.
You have to, because the like jumping out of your seat like with people is
that's awesome.
Part of the experience.
Yeah.
Because if you just watch it at home, you get genuinely terrified.
Brother, the movie The Strangers, where they with Liv Tyler, where they hunt, they terrorize those her and Scott.
And they have masks.
Yeah,
and they
like white bags.
And they come to their house.
Well, that's what Paranormal Activity got, because nothing is scarier than your home.
Right, because that's your safe space.
Right, so you superimpose anything on your own. Like I remember when I watched. I always thought that was the freakiest thing. Like, even though I do think the woods is probably a good spot for Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many people don't go to the woods? Yeah. You know, it's like there aren't everyone is white in the first like two or three movies.
Yeah.
You know, that was like that was such a specific thing that like, upper middle class white kids went to summer camp or away camp.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's like, but for an older generation, like they didn't do that shit.
It's not familiar location.
But
yeah.
Right. But you go to Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's your home.
Your home. And everyone goes to bed.
Everyone sleeps.
You think there's a location that hasn't been tapped for a horror movie that would be like a cruise ship or a.
Yeah, there was one that was called Ghost Ship. It's a real movie.
For real? I thought you were going to say...
Speed 2?
No, I thought you were going to say...
Cruise Control?
What's the cruise movie with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Oh, a boat trip.
A boat trip.
Yeah, that was the original.
That was a horror movie on a cruise. God bless that guy. I don't hold that against him because, hey, man, you won an Oscar right before that.
Oh, dude. Everybody... Yeah, the follow-ups on most people's
Oscars. I think
Oscars.
He got paid for that movie.
Oh, sure.
And that's
did.
Why he did it.
Well,
but
sure.
Also, wasn't... like the cast, I don't feel like, is bad.
It was a... Oh, come on. It was
I gotcha.
Horatio Sanz.
Save your brain.
It was Horatio Sanz, I think, was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to say Beyonce. But
I want to say Beyonce, too.
Let's just say it together and see how it feels.
Beyonce. If we say it three times, she appears.
Hurry up.
No, Beyonce. If we say it four times, the movie just starts playing on all TVs.
Stop at three.
Just, that's the horror movie.
Trip just
I'm like, I'm turn it off. I don't have the control, man.
And if you know the other two Destiny's Child singers, and if you can say their names, then it'll turn off.
Right. That's the curse goes away.
No one knows them, though. They're all like, I think one of them's a Michelle.
I'm like, Ayonce and Cionce. That ain't it. That's like the ghost story, though. Seance. The ghost of Bay Witch.
Boat Trip the film has a Wikipedia page.
Oh, of course
it does. Yeah, you know who did it?
Who?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Get on the internet.
Come on. Oh, come on, internet.
With the cast?
Can somebody else pull it up?
I'll try it. Hold on. And then, well, as I'm pulling this up, are you now sad that tax season is over because your H&R Block commercial?
A little bit, I am.
Yeah.
That thing was playing like gangbusters.
What H&R Block commercial?
It was me as a guy who was talking to the screen.
Wait, I did see it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it was, so there was, they shot something like 8 of them, but mine and one or two more were the original 3. So we got started, they started playing us
them the most.
Literally January 1st, I got so many texts. I sent out the text like Happy New Year to everybody. Hope everybody's good. People responded with just saw you on a tax commercial.
Whoa.
So it was for 4 straight months.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then there were some other ones because I actually had a couple. I knew some people that were in the other spots, which was dope that we all sort of booked it. But some of them, they didn't start playing until the very end. So I guess they might have shot us all, I guess. And we're like, we want to stagger them out.
Yeah.
But there was a couple. There was a man and wife mine and theirs were like the first 2 and they just played the entire time.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Anyone hit you up that you just hadn't heard of in years or heard from?
Guys, I owe money.
Like, well,
my accountant.
Yeah.
My accountant's like, oh, you say you're cheating on me.
Turblock. All right.
TurboTax, and then trying to undercut the money.
we have the cast. We have Cuba Gooding Jr. We have Horatio Sands. We have Rosalind Sanchez. Don't know. No. Now, prepare to feel racist. Not Beyonce. Vivica A. Fox.
Prepare to be racist. No, prepare to be impressed.
Impressed, because you're probably doing a great Beyonce impression.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And then here's the one where you go, oh, son of a bitch. James
Timothy Dalton.
Very close. Because
Timothy Wakefield.
Not the pisser for
Timothy
the Boston.
Timothy Chalamet. Yeah,
damn it.
Tiny Tim.
Not Timothy Dalton, but Timothy Dalton played James Bond. And you know who else played James Bond? Who was in this fucking movie?
Not Pierce Brosnan. Sean Connery.
Roger Moore.
Oh, no way.
Roger Moore.
We all got the wrong Bond.
Yeah, we're all like, Roger? Oh, yeah, I guess he did. Yeah.
Bond. Wrong Bond. That's the guy who tries. That's what he says to you when you're trying to get your savings bond stashed.
He's a bounty hunter for a bondsman. You owe me bonds. Wrong bonds
is the worst fucking porn star name of all time.
Wrong Bonds. James Bondage. Bondage. James Bondage. You know, I thought you were going to name every Bond but him. Yeah. We're like, George Lazenby isn't there.
He was just Bond one time.
Ghost of Roger Moore's like, it was me. We're like, hold on a second, pal. Yeah. Dismiss a ghost. Swipe left.
Ghost dismissal. Yeah, who's in that? Jeff Bridges.
Roger.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Get out of here, ghost.
All
That's
right.
Just the tagline.
Speaking of Jeff Bridges and then previously commercials. He brought back the dude.
I know.
And then drank a Heineken instead of a white Russian. Yes.
Yeah, that was weird.
Which
well,
I
also,
just think,
you know that Heineken, speaking of James Bond, Daniel with
Dan Craig,
they tried to make that the drink.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no, he's a martini.
Yeah.
He's
always
a martini. James Bond is not a beer drinker.
Right.
They must have thrown the bank at Bridges, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, to be like,
let's have that game show, throw the bank at Bridges.
Because, I mean, I'm sure he would just...
how much will it cost to get him to endorse something? Depends on how high he is.
Yeah, dude. Ooh,
I'm going to say we could get him to endorse Q-tips for $125,000. All right, we're going to throw the bank at Bridges. Jeff, will you endorse Q-tips for $125,000?
What's a Q-tip, man?
I think you clean your ears with.
I do it with I just do it with a rag.
All right. Well, you endorse rags?
All right.
Not much thought into it.
Whatever, man. Can I get a refill?
I do think the commercial, because didn't it air for a few days, right, without...
Super Bowl.
And it was teasing, right?
Yeah.
It was like...
Yeah, it was like...
There was no Heineken in the initial commercial.
Like the dude's coming back. And
yeah.
Then, yeah. And
a lot of people thought it was a movie.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? That was I just felt like I was lied to. A movie,
dude, you still look. He hasn't aged like
he's amazing.
At all really, like,
and he's become more that character as a human.
I know,
like,
man.
Like you hear him in interviews.
I know,
or like when they did a panel. When I can't remember what movie. Shit, he just did a pretty big movie. The Circle. What is it? The Kingsman.
Oh, okay.
The Kingsman, they did it at Comic-Con. Yeah. And I saw it. And so, you know, a lot of guys are in it and, you know, pretty big actors.
Yeah.
But he came almost just dressed as the dude and people were asking him Big Lebowski questions.
Yeah.
You know, a year or two ago.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's no doubt his most famous movie.
Absolutely.
Listen, I don't care if they make Spider-Man black or if Thor is a woman. I don't give a shit about that. But the dude has to drink a White Russian, and Bond has to drink a martini.
It's weird. It's not even like another cocktail. Like he's not even doing like a liqueur, like Kahlua. he's doing a Dutch beer. There's nothing less Dutch in beer than the dude.
Yeah, I think in the ad it had like Sarah Jessica Parker instead of drinking a Cosmopolitan, yes. she drinks a Heineken.
Right, it did.
And it just like I get what they were trying to do, but it just made me more upset.
Like, well, it just is like it's. I wonder how much they because also I can't. I mean, I guess maybe he had to get permission from the Coen brothers to do that. No, because they technically own the rights. And same with Darren Star or Michael Patrick King own the rights for Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh, yeah. Oh wow.
So it's just like it. I don't know. I mean. Who else has an iconic drink?
Ooh, Dracula has blood.
Nice.
So if like Dracula drinks a Heineken, it'd be like, no, dude, you're a vampire.
Uncle Dracula, Bloodlight.
Uncle Dracula.
That's a character I'm doing.
Uncle Dracula.
Uncle Dracula. He's like not that informed.
That's a great commercial, by the way. Like Dracula, he's finally over blood and he wants a Bloodlight.
He has a comb over.
And somebody brings him a Bloodlight and he's like, no, Bud Light. You know? And
yeah, he's like no, he Bud Light. Yeah. I'm an alcoholic. No, that's his red beer.
Oh, I
tomato
see.
Juice and Bud Light.
Wow.
Blood Micheladas. Yeah.
Yes.
Who else has a famous drink? Any pop stars known for? Well, yeah, I guess gin and juice, right? Snoop.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Laid back. Well, Tupac had a Thug Passion.
Oh yeah.
Now
50 Cent or no? Nelly had a Pimp Juice.
Yeah. 50 Cent had vitamin water
and made a crap ton of money on that.
Yeah,
one.
Michael and Gatorade.
100. Yeah.
Right.
Now, if you're Michael Jordan, do you have to order a Gatorade? Everywhere you go?
Honestly, I don't know a place that serves Gatorade. Hey, what do you want to drink, Michael? I'm going to get two Jack and Cokes and a Gatorade. This is a bar, Michael. We don't have thirst quenchers. We have all sport.
Yeah. This is a crazy thing, but August Bush, who's like the great-grandson of the original Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, yeah.
So... wherever
that's a
he
great
goes.
Porn star name,
August Bush
on the calendar. Who comes? Who's after July? August Bush.
Who's in September? Wrong Bond.
Wrong Bond. Wrong Bond, aka James Bondage.
August Bush has a cooler of Budweiser products literally everywhere he goes. So, like, whenever he needs one, he's
I'm
got
sure.
it. Because if he's ever photographed like drinking a Coors or anything
oh yeah
else,
you can't
it's done
yeah
yeah so like he like the cooler shows up before he does
I'm sure but
it's
do
like
people know what he
president.
Looks like
no one does
no
so but like
people
that's,
don't think like hey that's the heir to the Bush fortune they think that guy's a drunk like we're at a quinceañera he's got to drink that he's got to drink that
wait he's in church and someone just dropped off a cooler full of Budweiser
yeah, is he pouring it on that baby's head.
Baptized in Bud.
You know what they had a Gatorade buffet. Have we seen you since the All-Star game?
I haven't seen you since the movie. I mean, I've seen you around, but since we did that in September.
Yeah, the Bellman.
I am annoyed as your friend
that
you guys were in the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm happy for you.
Dude, I've heard that from multiple people. Yeah. But at least you can show some human.
I texted you and I was like, holy shit.
Some human actual like excitement. Like I had legit friends, good friends that were just like, well, don't get injured, man. And like making jabs because they were so jealous. And I was like, I get it, man. Like I probably
guys who
be-
are coming up in the comedy game who that you're really doing the same type of comedy. And like, they're like, break a leg, Adam.
Yeah.
Literally.
Jeff Dye was looking at Adam Ray. Oh, like, oh,
how did Jeff Dye get tickets? Yeah. He just has a leg.
Yeah.
They're like, sir, you can't bring in this mannequin leg. I'm doing it.
Jeff did tell me, we were both in Minnesota last week, and he was like, nice. He's like, I don't get jealous, man. He's like, but that was the first time I was literally like, man, fuck Adam and Brad. I was like, all right, yeah.
But all the other success you've received doesn't even on his radar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, care. I was in the heat.
But they had
like, you know, I have multiple specials on like, Showtime.
Yeah, it's like, nah, I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
Nah, they had a Gatorade buffet, though, in the locker room. Like, all bars and drinks and, like,
do you understand how much more you're going to be hated right now?
Yeah. Roger like, Moore hated? That, yeah.
They had products that, like, Gatorade puts out that you would never buy yourself. Yeah,
the Gatorade gum or candy?
Yes.
It's one of my favorites.
Is it? The chews.
I love it.
They had the chews, and then everyone's like, I would never buy this, but I'm like, it's here.
I'm stuffing my backpack with Gatorade.
Gatorade
chews.
Gold Bond? Yeah.
It's like,
it's like icy cucumber and icy strawberry.
They had Gatorade chastity belts.
Yeah.
Those don't work. Quench your thirst for pussy. It doesn't work.
No. Gatorade chastity belts. Is it in you? Not anymore.
Whoa. Whoa! That's a real thing.
It's got the lightning.
I gotta say this one thing about the Gatorade ad that's going on right now with Gabrielle Union.
Yeah,
and D-Wade.
Just racing on a treadmill.
Let me just say this, though. Oof, does anybody think, and by the way, Gabrielle Union is in incredible shape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a three-time NBA champion.
He's an elite athlete.
He is arguably top five shooting guard of all time in the NBA. Does anybody think that she's struggling. Winning unless she's like doping?
I know, dude.
Like, it's just such a weird climate that we live in.
I think they just want to get the their relationship.
Of course, and take but it's just like, I always think like, and Dwayne Wade, by the way, he's not having like a last season where people are like, damn, is D-Way still playing? Like, that's not the season he had.
No, it's not Jordan on the Wizards.
No, exactly.
Oh, he could keep playing.
Yeah, he could keep doing this.
Yeah.
If he was a sixth man, he could play another 3-4 years.
I know. Why isn't he?
Well, a lot of those guys do it like Carmelo, right? Like, look at where the Rockets are now. And all the Rockets had to do was get rid of him. Like, that's what a car boot he was on the wheel that was that operation. Like,
you don't have to add another player. Like, just
Of
him.
Well, we add not Carmelo Anthony. Well, that's good. That's like a negative number. It's like, what if we added negative Carmelo?
What a bummer.
Perfect.
He's not going to get back in the league, is he?
No.
Unless it's
Big League Chew, which he's now the spokesman for.
So I guess that's your point, right? To go out on your own terms in the city you started in, because, look, he could go to another.
His jersey's going to get retired.
If the Heat was good, if they made the playoffs, he might. But actually, we're going to make a run. Maybe he'd come back, right? But otherwise, what are you going to attach yourself to the Rockets and then go back to the Heat for one more year and then be dog shit?
Sign one of those bullshit one day.
I was
going to
say, what are you, Karl Malone?
Yeah.
You know, who was on the Lakers that last year?
Trying to get that championship.
I felt so bad. I mean, because I love
them. People forget that team was like 17-4, and then Malone got injured, and then Shaq got injured, and then Kobe? Who else got injured? Almost everybody did, and then it was just, and then they still managed the finals.
Yeah.
Couldn't win.
Fuck. Lost to the better team. And I'm a Lakers fan.
Did they lose to
the Pistons?
I thought. And that was 04.
Ben Wallace and Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Chauncey Billups.
Yeah.
Tayshaun Prince and Rip Hamilton.
I watched that unbelievable Pacers-Pistons brawl at least twice a month just to remind myself how fun sports used to be.
Are you watching the playoffs now?
Yeah.
With Dudley?
Oh, it's great. I love it. And Westbrook and Lillard. Dude.
Oh, my
God. That's what I want to ask you because, like, you hear all the older players talk about how much, you know, rougher the NBA was you want to go even further back to the 80s and late 80s. I mean, guys, literally, I mean, Bill Laimbeer, you know,
choking them out,
choking people and tackling them to the ground.
Kevin McHale clotheslining Kurt Rambis. Yeah.
But like these guys, like it's all the shit talking and then they know they're going to get fined or injured. So when somebody runs up to somebody to get in their face, their body weight, they make themselves pull back. So they just get in the face. And when I watch it, I'm just like, you're all a bunch of pussies.
Well, you know what James Harden looks like? And I'm a fan of his basketball. That step back is like the skyhook. It's almost unguardable.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. It's like for him to do it, like, because Jordan was obviously great for the fadeaway, but Harden is doing it at such a distance where his momentum is throwing him back, and he's left-handed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, people just psychologically, that's why Zion Williamson and RJ Barrett are going to be such good NBA players on top of the unbelievable athleticism. They're both left-handed.
Yeah.
So the thing about James Harden is, though, he looks like a bad stunt actor from a Steven Seagal film in the late 80s. Yeah. Because, like, if someone grazes his beard, and that's going to be the documentary about his flopping called Grazing the Beard, he will throw his head back, but I'm like, there's no way that you have nerve endings in your beard.
No.
But when they show it on the slow-mo cam, they are close to his face or his skin.
I know.
And the thing is you can't you can't really be a good flopper unless you have like crazy long hair. Because then you get that effect.
It looks
of like all the hair flows.
But Steven
back.
Adams ain't a flopper.
No.
That guy's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. He was a character in Lord of the Rings. People don't know about him. You know how many Uruk-hai that guy beat?
He's from New Zealand.
He is from New Zealand.
That's right.
Right.
Are you a Game of Thrones watcher?
I just...
Are you a wheel watcher?
Yes. I got... I watched the first two seasons back in the DIY, and now I took a break. I just was like, I wasn't around. And now I've started to watch this new season.
And?
Great.
I have seen 15 minutes of the first episode, and that's it.
You haven't seen these new episodes?
No, but I've seen Designing Women seasons 1-6.
Oh, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, not as good. I will say this. Game of Thrones has gone on so long. It's sort of become...
Johnny, pull this down a little bit.
It's sort of become a bad weatherman.
Yeah.
Like winter's coming, and you're like, when? No, it's coming. It's coming.
Is that what the whole show is based around?
Yeah.
Winter's coming?
Just winter.
It's about the
that's literally it.
No.
So the show takes place in a never-ending summer. Will Smith would love the show.
No, in fall.
Yeah, it's fall.
It's an Indian summer.
Oh, I forgot how seasons work. All right. Yeah.
Oh, but the summer is even longer. It's so long, it destroyed autumn. That's what it's about, global warming. You have watched it.
Wait.
Summer is here. Winter's coming. That's just like a back to
what
school sale.
To fall?
At Target.
That's all the show
winter's
is.
Coming, so you need to be prepared.
Game of Thrones and Target should team up.
Well, the Oreos did. They made Game of Thrones Oreos.
Did they?
Yeah. You know what's different about them?
What?
Nothing. You know what's different about them? The price.
Oh, yeah, for
tastes
sure.
Tastes like incest.
Good for her. That's what the white cream is.
Okay.
House of Stark.
Quit they ruining come up with cookies for me.
They should have come up with Oreo minis and had it been Peter Dinklage's character.
Come on. Missed opportunities.
Oh, dude.
Glenn Close, Game of Thrones cast, get on this.
Come on.
You are the true cookie monster.
What's the king? What's his name?
Which one?
The white king.
Oh, the night king.
The night king.
Yeah.
But he's really white. He's based off Trump.
Hilarious.
Winter is coming.
That's Trump's new campaign slogan.
Winter is coming.
So get your double stuffed Oreos.
So get your double stuffed Oreos.
Wait, is it pitch the show to a guy that doesn't watch it?
Okay,
and why I should watch it?
All right,
why my life's gonna be better? Why I'm gonna give up hours of my day and night?
So, Adam,
you ever wanted to have a bigger penis?
Yeah,
sure.
Not possible. But here's what's gonna be good. But here is something that is.
Do you like boobs?
Yeah.
There's a lot of boobs in this
boobs.
Show. A lot of boobs.
Yeah, but I heard you say incest earlier.
A lot of incest, but more boobs.
But more boobs than incest.
How the much boobs incest boobs?
The boob to incest ratio is pretty solid.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
It's worth it.
Because I like my boobs sans incest.
Well, this ain't the show for you.
No, you're not going to like the show.
I think we just lost him.
I like my boobs incest free.
Ooh.
Not sugar free, incest
free. Then might I suggest porn? See, here's the thing. It's like the idea, it's a world that pretty much exists like the Dark Ages. And there is some magic, but most of the things are rooted in reality.
I don't mind magic. Mm-hmm.
No, but it's not enough where it's not Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
So it's a little disappointing where where they don't throw cards that say, I know, but
Rick Glassman's
spelled your
not
troll.
There playing.
Yeah.
I spelled your troll. It's like, yeah, but my troll has an anti-spell spell. And he goes, but he can't spell because he's illiterate troll. He can't spell
illiterate troll.
You can't spell fun without troll, but he doesn't know that.
Seth Rogen is the troll.
I'm under a bridge. This bridge is amazing. Shit. Seth Trollgen. Guys, is he a real person? Just use his name. We already printed the posters. You've already printed the... We haven't written the script yet. We don't even have Seth. We've got to get him.
We've got to get him.
Vince
now.
Vaughn as the brave knight who fights the troll.
Hey, troll, come here for a second. Hey, troll, get over here. I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm not going to go. You're so much bigger than me. I'm going to smoke you out. Plays at Magic the Gathering. Guys, we don't have a license to use that card. Why is he in there?
Jeff Bridges as the wizard.
Where's my staff? I've been holding it the whole time. You see this beard? I made the beads.
This trailer. God, I want to see it.
And Chet Hanks as the kid who's watching this all go down in his bedroom, like Fred Savage did in A Princess Bride.
Deck, you let me out. You let me. Like, it looks like a lot of cool stuff is going down there. There's a troll. There's like a knight. There's a wizard. It sounds great.
Inconceivable. Inconceivable.
And Paul Giamatti is the guy who just discovered that Boat Trip wasn't starring Beyonce.
Unbelievable. You know, it's fucking money I lost on that. I don't know. I don't even know who let me bet it. The Vegas. It just cost me everything. Fucking everything. By the way, you notice one of my first impressions ever was Wallace Shawn from Who's Princess that? Bride.
Oh, no, this is unbelievable.
Oh, my.
He plays the Tyrannosaurus.
Oh, yeah.
His Rex.
He's like, Woody, no.
When I was a little kid, because I loved The Princess Bride so much.
Oh, yeah, dude. That movie is.
No, we're rhyming. I mean it.
What?
Anybody want a peanut? No.
Andre the Giant, right? Have you seen that documentary?
No. Is it on HBO?
Yeah.
I'll watch it tonight. I heard it is amazing.
It's phenomenal.
Do you know they're doing a roast of Ric Flair?
Yes.
Did it just happen?
I think Funches is doing it.
Yeah, so is Taylor Williamson.
Wow.
I love Ric Flair.
I've only gotten to know who he is because of Brad.
Oh, yes. I know you're a big wrestling guy.
Come on.
Dude, well, now, the cocaine that he was on in those interviews in the 80s.
Oh, really?
Every day was a white Christmas. His nose looked like a snow globe.
Yeah. People are like, how did you come up with those high energy characters? You're like, get some help.
Yeah, it was about $100. An 8-ball.
Well, then, skeezy. Well, then you have to go to the Chris Jericho Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea Part 2, where Ric Flair is going to be on the cruise.
Are you going?
I'm hosting it.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Dude, this is amazing.
Yeah, Sam Richardson was here, and Brad told him that. I think he's now going.
Yeah, he's
because
going.
Because he just wants
when to. When is it?
It's January 20th through the 23rd of 2020.
Wow, that is worth going to.
So you got
to.
Some time.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go just to see what all these wrestling fans are.
I got to go to see how much Kevin guys Nash. They can get on that boat.
Yeah.
I want to go just to see all the lack of women.
What's this called? Man boat? Man boat.
Yeah.
You're a woman. Get the fuck out. No girls allowed. Hey, I smell estrogen. We're kicking you overboard.
Hey, man boat. What? I can't smell a little head every now and then?
Joe Biden's there. We got Biden.
He's sniffing your head to make sure
you've got enough estrogen. He'll sniff you out.
He sniffs it. It's a chick.
Toss her overboard.
You get the old Biden kick to the ass. Just like
Kevin Nash.
Vote for Biden. Don't say it as you're kicking.
Wait, they go, we can either throw you off the boat or you can stand in the corner and let Joe rub your shoulders.
They just jump. Wait, why is Joe's like fucking, like he's like cracking his knuckles ready for the rub? That's his wrestling move, the Biden rub down.
Just like a Wilhelm scream off the boat.
The shoulder caress. Yeah.
Oh, man.
There's
good God almighty. That's the Biden shoulder caress. You will never escape the clutches of the Biden shoulder caress.
You got to do. Why aren't you announcing wrestling?
Why am I not announcing wrestling, damn it?
Dude, that is it. You'd take that gig, wouldn't you?
Oh, in a second.
You should definitely be there.
Well, and, this cruise might get you in that world 100%. A little bit harder. Yeah.
I want to. One of our friends just got hired by the WWE as an announcer. Our friend Johnny LaQuasto. He is now going to be working with the WWE.
Shut up.
As an announcer. Wow.
Dream come true, right?
Yeah, for him, absolutely.
So that's a kibosh on comedy.
I mean, he's going to keep doing it when he can, but mostly he's going to be announcing.
But you know what? You know what's amazing, though? He's going to sell out rooms, though. If you say the WWE's, like, if that is the credit, and then if he...
Yeah, if you get known as a commentator. Yeah.
He's going to sell out way... I mean, not that he isn't, but it's like his fan base is going to...
That is his... Pat. I mean, he's such
good a... Good God Almighty! He's going to make ticket bonuses on the Friday Late Show, damn it!
That's nice. Such an insane.
That wasn't
joke.
The impression. That was just Brad.
That was just
out.
Brad. I was just gonna say that feels like Brad had a chip on his shoulder. I'm not sure that was
what's
wrestling
happening on
as
your Friday late shows,
shit.
Man. Yeah.
Damn it! I want to be there.
Fuck. Whatever.
Or be selling tickets.
Yeah.
They're like, we like this. The rage, Brad. Like,
I've got a family. Damn it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the wrestling instead of just starting screaming about things that aren't well.
Support your friends.
I had the bank the other day. They said I was overdrawn. Oh, okay, Brad. Just a therapy session for Brad.
And fuck Dinklage, damn it.
People are like, who? Dinklage? Dinklage comes on and you wrestle Dinklage?
Oh.
Brother, pay-per-view?
Done.
How often do you do your podcast?
Done.
Mine?
Yeah. This is the Kites of the Round Table.
Every twice a week with my cousin.
Yeah.
Jeff Kite at Kites of the Round Table.
Now, is he mad he's not the most talented kite?
He is a fucking talented kite.
He's great.
He plays.
He's not Jonathan.
He is not. He's Jeffrey Allen.
Yeah.
He plays every instrument. He's an amazing singer. He's in a huge band called The Voids with Julian Casablancas, who's the lead singer of The Strokes.
Whoa.
And they have a new album dropping, and The Strokes do, and so do The Voids will have a new one.
So why does your family get all the talent?
I mean, you know what's amazing about that is that we always were so supportive of one another because we were doing two different things and we sort of hit at the same time, which was really great because I feel like having family out here when, you know, I'm from Illinois.
Yeah.
My brother lives in Seattle now.
Yep.
But, you know, there's really, I had friends out here, but to have a family member.
Huge.
Huge.
Right.
It really was.
And one that you get along with and that
incredibly
you.
Incredibly well.
Right. Do you guys not like hitting you up for money?
No.
That's great.
You know, honestly, because you think about all of the things, all of the relationships with proximity that it could be annoying. It's like, oh, we live super close or,
now we have to see each other for Thanksgiving.
But we hang out like 2-3 times a week, 4 times a week.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We go on these night walks, and we call ourselves the Juberhood Watch. And like, we just walk around the neighborhood and we look like two people are just
complaining. About
I don't know.
Stuff.
We're just like, ugh. Hey. Should be clean in this neighborhood. Yoda was the original Jew.
That's so funny.
And so
you do that as a bit. That's really funny.
I don't, but I should.
Yeah.
Yoda's the original Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just complaining about stuff.
Just like cleaner this neighborhood should be. Just like shitty about everything. But you know what's crazy is like we decided to take that and that's what the podcast became because we were just talking about random shit.
Okay.
And then we were just like, we should just do that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're writing some new shit and we're probably like 20 episodes in.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Everyone go and subscribe to Kites of the Round Table.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's cool. How long have you guys been doing this? How many episodes?
We
is this?
Just celebrated our, what is it? Our 7 year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our 7 year anniversary.
We're coming up on 500 eps.
I was going to say, I was, that's what I would have guessed if somebody had said, asked me how many you had done.
I don't, how many actually? I'm going to check right
and,
now.
And only 354 of those episodes are you or Brent Morin.
I know it. Somebody asked me today, and I was like, I don't know how many I've done. I've done like 8 or 9, maybe 10.
and it's fun, and we keep having
No, I love it, dude. This is my favorite podcast to do.
Love it.
You guys have such a good flow. I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss the studio here.
I know, me too, man. I'm not sure how many eps we're at, but we're almost
there. So, and for those of you who probably don't know, because you don't know Adam personally, Adam is moving.
Yes.
And his address is going to be.
Here's his social. Hold on. Let's start with the social.
Hold on. Okay, let's get that card
out. We'll
do
that in the podcast, by the way. Like, we'll mention something, and I'll literally have to be like, Jeff, we have to delete that.
Yeah.
We just committed that crime.
I'm like, what? You said your ex-girlfriend's phone number and told our listeners to call her. That's not
aggressively. Good. How long did you black out? I don't know, bro. Well, the episode's been up for a week.
Well, maybe we should because this is the last one with you here. But, you know, I think, by the way, for our 500th ep, we should like do, whether it's a live one or at least just get like a handful
God,
of like
a live
great,
one.
Like maybe just like, you know, like Dana, John,
Morin.
Yeah.
Just like a bunch of people that have done it.
The All-Stars.
A bunch of times.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That will be the time that you're in the All-Star game.
The one time. But I still sit on the bench. Wait,
Hold on.
Did either of you guys start?
I did.
Fuck.
I did the opening tip.
He stole the tip off.
So what jersey, what number were you?
Number 7 because I'm a big Broncos fan. Shout out to John Elway.
Okay. And what about you?
I was 33.
I tried to go for a half number, but.
Yeah, I was going to say,
they wouldn't let me.
You should have been a half.
I tried to.
Who was your coach?
Sue Bird.
And you guys were the same team?
Same team.
Yeah. So sick. Who was the coach of the other team?
Oh, Don.
Don Staley?
Don Staley.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
cool.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great, man. We were sitting there, Brad did the, we did a whole recap episode, but, you know, just talking to like Ray Allen and all these guys.
Oh,
like,
dude, I saw your Instagram was so annoying.
Yeah. I know. Dalia posted, we posted a bunch of videos, yeah. And then finally I just had a bunch of pictures, and I was like, I just need to post one more and just do like a series of them. And I posted like 12 photos, and then Chris commented below. He goes, hey, man, did you play in the Celebrity All-Star Game or something? Because it was just like, you know.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I was like, hey, man, if you ever get in, if they ask you and you even score a bucket, I'll pay for your kid's college tuition.
It's so hard to score. People take it seriously.
Well, yeah, for sure.
But also, let me ask you, does he play ball?
No.
Because there's a lot of comics that play ball.
Yeah, and they were all mad at us.
Yeah, and none of them were fucking there.
Because I played back in the day, but not anything recently.
Wiffle ball.
Yeah.
He's unreal on NBA 2K.
Yeah, I do this joke on my album about how, because we got blown up by
congratulations,
so many.
By the way.
Oh, thanks.
The album's coming out when?
Friday.
Yeah. Dude, are you doing a release party or something? Or
I don't know. I mean, I'm probably just going to ask a bunch of people to tweet it out.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
You're just alone with a bottle of gin. Warm microwave
that's
gin.
That's my party, yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying Beyonce.
Blackout for one, please. I'm like, who are you talking to? There's no one there.
The cast of Boat
You're
Trip.
You're just like, it is Beyonce. Like, there's no one here.
And I do a joke about how, because we got blown up by all these rappers. So it's just like, you know, and it was, everyone being like, you know, who the fuck is Adam Ray? I'm like, good to hear from you, amigos. You know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, so many people were just like, I saw Lil Rel tweeting out that, you know, why he wasn't in it, we were. And, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's a friend.
And it was in LA, right?
No, it was in
Charlotte.
It was in Charlotte. Charlotte. So who were the Charlotte celebrities?
Jay Williams.
Steve Smith.
Wait, oh, Duke
Smith.
Jay Williams?
Yeah. He was on the other team.
Yeah.
He was unreal, by the way.
Oh, by the way, I'm a Duke, diehard Duke fan. Always have and always will be. And
all right, so that's been Jonathan Kite, everybody.
Yeah. So I guess this is my farewell show. Just got to be choking out Brad. The cameras get knocked over, found footage. So that's what happened in court. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Jay Will so much.
Yeah, he can still play, by the way.
Yeah, I saw him just like out and about in L.A., and he's so jacked.
Yeah, dude.
He's so big. And I just went up to him. I was like, dude, you're awesome.
Yeah.
You're amazing. That run, that dude, when they won with him and Brandon.
I know. Yeah, that's one of the true, I mean, him and Brandon Roy are like the two guys I think of when I'm like, man, if we could have gotten them for like at least 10 more years. Like,
and Arvydas Sabonis.
If he could just still be playing right now.
Right now.
He is in my most liked Instagram photo in history. Like out of all my photos.
Yeah.
Jay Williams.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Arvydas Sabonis.
This picture. This photo.
Oh, my God.
That's poster blow up worthy.
That is unreal.
What about the picture of you and Quavo I sent you?
Wait,
you
did Muggsy Bogues play or no?
No.
He was a big Charlotte guy.
He did not play.
We went to the Legends breakfast and they honored like Muggsy, Glenn Rice, Zoe. But
Larry Johnson?
But
I don't think he was there.
But Grandmama was.
Yeah.
That was the original Mrs. Doubtfire.
I know. They didn't ask LJ to come.
He's like, I'm not going to be there. And he shows up and they're like, LJ, what are you doing? Goes, I ain't LJ. I'm Grandma Mom.
Yeah, they're like, all right, dude. You're not even changing your voice, dude.
I know, man. I saw the flyer on my car window for your show.
A suit and a wig and the wig's coming off.
Those glasses don't fit in.
Wait, wearing a mustache. She let herself go.
Wearing a mustache.
It's not you.
Yeah. He has those glasses, like Mr. Potato Head glasses. They didn't fit on his face.
If you put a side-by-side of Grandmama and Madea, Larry Johnson might have a lawsuit on his hands.
Oh, I'm telling you. That's where I think he got it from.
Yeah.
Wow. Tyler Perry rips off Larry Johnson.
Why is Madea wearing cons? With the reaction gel?
Oh, dude, that was one of the best commercials of all time.
Absolutely.
It was the first. What I just did something where I was getting interviewed all these basketball questions, and they were asking like who had the best nicknames. And I went through the list, and I go, first was Kemp and the Rain Man, because I just thought of the poster, and I thought how great the nickname was and whatever. I tried to break down what it was. Grandmama was the next one I came up with, because I was like, that literally. It was the first time a player was so popular that, because that was before like Little Penny and obviously Jordan was Jordan, but like somebody that had like a funny commercial that I can remember, right? That was like a caricature. And also the fact that a grandma was playing pickup basketball, like you never thought about that as being a marketable thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially that in that point.
Yeah.
My favorite NBA nickname is of a player that no one really knows, but he's got the best nickname. And that's Kenneth Faried, the Manimal.
Yeah.
Is that his nickname?
Yeah.
The Manimal.
That's pretty great.
I think he gave himself that name.
Wouldn't you?
Hey, Kevin, you mean Manimal? No, man. You're parked in my spot. worst NBA nickname?
Ooh.
Sprewell?
What was this?
The coach choker?
That's pretty bad.
Didn't really catch on.
Yeah, Greg Oden.
I don't want to, dude. Come on, man.
Mr. Glass?
No, I was gonna say the bust.
Oh yeah, dude.
I feel so bad for him.
I know.
I will say he was one of only three players in high school basketball that won Player of the Year 2 years in a row. He won as a junior and as a senior.
Wow.
So the other two,
is he coaching
LeBron
anyone?
James? And Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So those, LeBron James beat out Carmelo Anthony for Player of the Year when Carmelo was a senior at Oak Hill Academy, and he was St. Vincent St. Mary as junior. LeBron was a junior.
Jesus. Once again, Carmelo Anthony. It doesn't work out for
Buzzkill.
Him.
What a just a...
that. Well, that's his nickname.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
Meh, what's up, dog? This is your pal Bugs Bunny. Say, I got a question for you. Do you know who has the head of Elmer Fudd and the body of Foghorn Leghorn? Why, that's Adam Ray and Brad Williams. Ain't I a stinker?